you're looking for a podcast that'll get your creative juices flowing and help you level up in your business, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, and I'm so excited to have you here today. If you're returning, welcome back. I hope you're loving this new brand new jingle, all the rest of it. And if you're brand new, hello. And I would love it if you go back to all the past episodes that I have done under the Marketing Me umbrella and would love to hear your feedback. All fantastic episodes, even if I say so myself, can't even pick my favorites because it's like picking my children. But go and have a listen, and I would love to know as well if there's any particular topics related to marketing or business growth or mindset you'd like me to cover coming up. I do have some great guests scheduled in and some others I just have to book in, but they've already expressed interest. So stay tuned for all the awesomeness coming your way soon. But today, let's get right into it. I am going to talk about Pomodoro, and I absolutely love the Pomodoro technique. I was introduced to it a number of years ago. I actually can't remember when I first heard about it, but it has been a big game changer for me just in terms of getting stuff done. And also now I'm doing it as a group in my membership. So I wanted to go through and talk to you about why is the Pomodoro technique so effective and how you can increase your productivity in 25-minute blocks. So let's just jump right into this. So if you are someone who struggles a lot with procrastination, then this is going to be a very helpful tool for you to try out. A time management hack, if you will. I don't like the word hack, but you know, let's just call it that. Also known as the Pomodoro method. I actually have been calling it method for so long until I did some research and realized it's actually a technique. So there you go. Now, maybe you've heard of it, maybe this is brand new, but I want to take you through what it is and why it's so effective for you as a business owner and your team as well. So first of all, Pomodoro, it's a funny name, but it's actually the Italian word for tomato, which was the shape of the kitchen timer Francesco Cirillo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It was the shape of his kitchen timer that he used as a university student. And he's the one who developed this whole time management method in the late 1980s. So, hey, you know, these days with all our random things like Spotify and QuickBooks and the HubSpot and all the other randomly named things, Pomodoro is, you know, whatever. We used to these quirky names for things. But back then, it was probably a bit unique and probably made a lot of people question, what's that? But anyway, so Pomodoro technique aims to break your work up into intervals. So typically 25 minutes in length. However, you can be flexible with that. I've actually used it for my kids to clean their toy room. So it feels overwhelming to say, go clean the toy room. But if you say, all right, go clean it for 20 minutes, 15 minutes, I'll set a timer. When it goes, you have 5-minute device time or 10-minute device time, depending on how generous I feel. And then you go back to it for another 15, 20 minutes. And you know what? It works so well for them. And so it also works well for us as adults too. So whenever you have that overwhelming task that just feels so full on, go, all right, I'm just going to spend 25 minutes on it. That's all I'm going to do. And it's just, it can put your mind at ease and just get you over that overwhelm. But the whole goal of this, of setting 25 minutes, is to reduce that impact of internal interruptions on your focus and flow. So if you're like, all right, I'm just going to do this for 25 minutes, shut down all, if it's on the computer, shut down all the distractions, put your phone away, whatever it is, go, I'm just doing this one thing. And as someone who's guilty of multitasking, it isn't always easy for me to do. I admit this. I quite often get distracted, but it's very effective when you can get into it. According to actually when I did my research on this, if your concentration does get broken within that 25-minute period, you're meant to stop and then start the whole 25 minutes again. little thing, I had no idea that was how it was meant to work. I just worked through it, and sometimes I had productive 25 minutes and sometimes I had distracted 25 minutes. But I need to get onto this, I think, and go, all right, got distracted, start again. However, part of me wonders if I'll just get frustrated and stop doing it completely. But anyway, let's go into a little bit more of how it actually works. So the original Pomodoro technique has 6 steps. So first of all, 1, you decide on the task to be done. So whatever that overwhelming task is, it could be writing that blog article. And then I do run my, you know, group sessions, my business blogging get it done sessions on this exactly thing. We go, all right, 25 minutes, write your blog. We discuss it at the end and then another 25. But yeah, you decide on what that task is. So it's usually something that you're procrastinating about or just stresses you out. And you know what? Sometimes it might even be done like in 10 minutes and you thought it'd take much longer. Anyway, so yes, 1, decide on the task to be done. Then 2, set the timer, which you can do on your phone or it can, you know, there's probably online tools you can use too, and set it for 25 minutes. Then 3, you work on the task, whatever that may be. And then 4, when the timer goes off, stop work and take a 5 to 10 minute break. And in that break, you can go make a cup of tea, go have a stretch, go scrolling on your phone if you must, whatever it is. Maybe not check your emails or maybe not scroll your phone actually, because you might get yourself caught up in something so that when the next 25 minutes starts, you might be distracted by the thing. So maybe don't do something that could add to your brain. go get some fresh air or just take yourself away. And then you repeat. Now I know I said 6 steps and I think I must have missed a couple when I was putting my notes together. But anyway, you repeat the process a few times. Now Francesco recommends doing 3 Pomodoros with that 5-10 minute break and then do a 4th one with a 20 to 30 minute break and then start it all again with the small breaks. So I don't usually do it for like the whole day, or I don't usually do it more than I do 3 Pomodoros with my, you know, business blogging get it done sessions. But yeah, I think because my attention span just like, maybe that's the reason for the 20 to 30 minute break then. But yeah, see what works for you. Sometimes, yeah, 1 Pomodoro is all you need to just get that annoying task done. But yeah, so he says as well, if you complete your task before 25 minutes is up, then use that time to review your work, acknowledge your accomplishes or outcomes, and review your list of upcoming tasks for the next planned Pomodoro time, whatever that may be. So just imagine how much stuff you get done in your day if you're like really focused like this. And if you have been overwhelmed and procrastinating, just going, just going to 25 minutes. But you know what as well, what I often find is, 1, when you're in the flow, 25 minutes just goes like that. Quite often in our sessions, people are like, oh my gosh, really already? Oh, wow. And quite often they want to keep on going because they've gotten in that flow. So there's no issue as well if you hit 25 minutes, go, no, this is too good. I've got to, keep working through it until you finish that idea. But how good's that? You struggle to get started and then you got started and then you got further than you actually thought. So sometimes it's just a matter of getting started. And this is a great method for that. So who needs to try it? But if you're a solopreneur working isolation at home or have a massive to-do list, you might struggle to stay focused and motivated throughout the day. So this can help you break your task down into manageable chunks. And you actually get stuff done, completely done, not just, you know, bits and pieces of everything. It's so effective because that hyper focus on that one particular task. You are not jumping from thing to thing. You're going, I'm just doing this one thing for 25 minutes. And I do say to my clients as well, if they do need to do some blog research during the session, try to minimize it, maybe just even do a little asterisk and say, look up this, and then come back to it, because otherwise you can find yourself going down a rabbit hole of research and then get distracted. So as I was saying, if you do anything else that's not on task, you just find yourself going off track. But yeah, so like there's a study with by University of California, Irvine, and they say it takes an average of 23 minutes and 15 seconds to get back to a task after after a distraction. So 23 minutes, I mean, that's almost the length of a Pomodoro, right? So that's a big chunk of wasted time. So if you are in a Pomodoro and you're super focused, you get it done, then you can move on. Whereas if you're jumping to research and then coming back, you might, yeah, have found you wasted the Pomodoro with that research and actually didn't accomplish much from it. But yeah, so just knowing as well that at the end of the 25 minutes, you have a 5 to 10 minute reward. Sometimes that little, you know, knowing you have that hit of dopamine to read that book again, read another chapter because you're on the edge of what's going to happen next, or you're hanging out for that coffee, you know it's coming up soon. So then you have that little reward at the end, especially if it's a really hard, annoying task, like, you know, lodging your tax return, sending your documents through, which I did the other day. Oh my gosh, finally did it. But yeah, so this all just helps your effectiveness and productivity. Now, I want to say as well, I've obviously mentioned, you know, group or on your own, and both work well. Look, I have done, so obviously the group get it done sessions. Sometimes it's just one or two other people. Sometimes there's a whole bunch of people. But you know what? Even that group keeps me accountable to write my own blogs too. So I actually find the group thing works better for me. And this is actually how I wrote my own website copy. A friend of mine, Stelle, hey Stelle, she and I said Friday afternoons for a good like 3 months, 3 to 5 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. She was working on her book. I was writing my website copy, 25 minutes each time, come back. And I actually wrote my website copy. Whereas if I just said to myself, oh, I'm just going to set a timer, Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, I would just be as distracted as all crap. I'm not going to swear. So yeah. And I have actually had the odd get it done session where people haven't come and I've gone, oh yeah. And then I end up like not using those 2 hours to write my next blog. So I know that it works really well in a group, but you might know that just having a great little reward at the end, or maybe it's a little chocolate, whatever it is, that might be enough just to, you know, get you through the task. So I guess the question is here, is Pomodoro for you? Well, I guess the thing is, it doesn't hurt to try it. There's no fee. You just do it. It's all about coming. It comes down to keeping yourself accountable though. So if you try to do it on your own, it's not working, then find at least a buddy to do it with. And I just did that with Still via Zoom, by the way. We locked on a Zoom. We say what we're going to work on. And then we work on it. And then in that 5 to 10 minute break, we actually reflect on, it's the same as I do in the get it done sessions, reflect on what we just achieved. And so you actually feel guilty if you get majorly distracted and, you know, it just feels awkward responding with, yeah, I wasted that. It doesn't feel nice saying it. And yeah, what's the whole point of this, right? So it makes sure that you actually get that stuff done. And having a little general chat, for me, it's a real reward because like having a little social chat at the end. Sometimes it goes for, you know, 10 minutes. Hey, I did this. How'd you go? And I'll remind them of this. And sometimes as well in a group, you can give each other ideas. So if you did get stuck on something, you can bounce around ideas with them and say, what do you think about that? Or what do you think about that? And I've done that before with Libby Salmon. Hey, Libby, who comes to my Get It Done sessions all the time. And yeah, that's been extremely valuable. But yeah, that's pretty much how it all works. We'll love to hear your thoughts. I actually did post about this on LinkedIn, and I had Prosper. Hey, Prosper. He told me that he uses Pomodoro to read books. So he sets himself timers throughout the day. He goes, all right, I'm going to read for 25 minutes. And as someone who often reads for like 5-10 minutes in between eating my food and the kids distracting me and all that, at breakfast and dinner time, I want to try that. Go, all right, and got, you know, time of recording, got Easter coming up. So I'm going to set myself time just reading and go, all right, 25 minutes of reading, non-distracted. Maybe I'll have to, I don't know, lock myself in a room somewhere so the kids don't distract me, because that's obviously another factor. But yeah, I want to give that a go. And like I said before, I've used it for the kids, clean their toy room. You can use it for around the house, not just business. I would love to hear what you think. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. Please, yeah, share this episode with others who you think would benefit. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and come back. Go tune into all the 150 plus episodes available to you, all about marketing, business growth, health mindset, all the rest of it. And I look forward to seeing you next week. So get productive, get over that procrastination. See ya.